the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله.
In previous sessions we were discussing the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we reached the verse 56 and 57 of chapter 33, Al-Ahzab, or the parties. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Truly Allah and His angels send salutations to the Prophet, and this is an ongoing, continuous process. Yusallun. This is not a stopping. This is not something that happened in the past or is going to happen in the future. This is something which is happening continuously. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who believe, now you also should continue this. You should also take part in this by sending salutations to the Prophet, which in our case would be prayer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who, instead of being peaceful, instead of being submissive, instead of sending salutation to the Prophet, they cause trouble for the Prophet. These are the people that would be far from Allah's mercy in dunya and akhirah. La'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah. Walladhina yu'dhuna al mu'minina wal mu'minat bighayr maktasabu. By saying something, this bighayr maktasabu means by attributing to them something that they haven't done. These are innocent people, and you tell that they have done something wrong. Mu'min has such an honor that if he does something wrong, you have to hide it. Now, if he has not done something wrong and you accuse him falsely, it's like declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Such people have undertaken false accusation and a great, clear, obvious, manifest sin. Now, what I want to mention is that one way to annoy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to annoy those who were associated to Rasulullah. The Prophet said, Fatima tu bad'atun minni. She is part of me. Or according to what we have in other places, she is my soul. She is my heart. So whoever annoys Fatima is annoying me and has already annoyed me. This is very a strong statement. First of all, it's somehow odd for the founder of a new system, of a new religion state, to say this about his daughter. It cannot be understood except if you say that the Prophet had the knowledge of the ghaib, knowledge of the unseen. Because if you look at things, you know, in a normal way, natural way, why someone like Rasulullah should be worried about his daughter? Do you get my point? Because Rasulullah can be worried about, for example, Islam, can be worried about his successor. But why he's worried about his daughter? There is no reason to be worried, because there is no justification for anyone to be in fight with Fatima. She was not a political leader. She was not in fight with anyone. She didn't have any case against anyone. She was absolutely innocent. If the Prophet was saying this about Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Ali, was more understandable. But to say it about his daughter shows that the Prophet had worries, and that these worries were understood by the Prophet because of Allah teaching him. And we have hadith about how Rasulullah was aware about what is going to happen to Lady Fatima.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So the Prophet was already giving the message to the Ummah, was already warning Muslims who at that time were not in fight with the Prophet, were not in denial with the Prophet, were apparently all loving Prophet. Still, the Prophet says, you know, I am warning you, be very careful. If something wrong happens to my daughter, this is going to annoy me. And we know that the lady actually mentioned that there were people who annoyed her. And actually the lady asked them, have you heard this? And they said, yes. Then she said, so I declare that you have annoyed me. Also, the Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضِبُ لِقَضَبِ فَاطِمَةِ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهَا. Not only annoying Fatima is a sign of annoying Rasulullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also pleasing Fatima is a sign of pleasing Allah and Rasulullah. These are two levels. You know, for example, if someone annoys his mother or father, for sure Allah would be angry with him. But you cannot say everyone who pleases his father or mother necessarily is pleasing Allah, depending on what his father or mother were asking for. But Fatima is someone that her anger and pleasure both are in compliance with the anger and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have that sophisticated knowledge to understand the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to refer to the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we say in Ziyarat Ali Yasin, As-salamu alayka ya hujjat Allah wa dalila iradatihi. When someone is hujjah of Allah, when someone is the guide for understanding the will of Allah, then that's the time that that person's pleasure is a sign of pleasure of Allah, and his anger would be a sign for the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, there were people that didn't have even this understanding about Rasulullah. There were people who thought that Rasulullah is a hujjah only in reading the Quran, only in his prophethood. There is a famous hadith in major collections of hadith for our Sunni brothers. A person called Qardat ibn Ka'b al-Ansari, he says, I used to write down everything I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. فَنَّهَتْنِي قُرَيْشْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. Quraysh told me, you shouldn't do this. Why? إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ يَغْضِبْ وَيَفْرَحْ. This man, referring to Rasulullah, sometimes is angry, sometimes is happy. You shouldn't write down whatever he says, because maybe he was very angry and he said this, he didn't mean it. Or if he meant it, he was mistaken. Sometimes he's very happy, he says something, you shouldn't write it down. These people who were very short-sighted, they didn't look at Rasulullah as hujjah of Allah in everything he said or did. They were not familiar with the concept of hujjah. They thought Rasulullah is only hujjah when he reads Quran. But Rasulullah was hujjah in everything. And Rasulullah says that my daughter Fatima is also a hujjah, because her pleasure is a sign of pleasure of Allah, and her anger is a sign of anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now, did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad. peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.